Hello and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Columbus Desi Radio for an hour of choices, music and trivia. This is your host, Tarang, for this episode, along with the team of Nitin, Sandhya, Tony and of course Khan, who make up CDR. As you know, we broadcast every Thursday from 6 p.m. Eastern on WCRS 98.3 and 92.7 FM with a rebroadcast every Saturday, same time, same place. Our podcast and media player are also available for anytime listening through our website www.columbusdesiradio.com. A few weeks ago, we had talked about It's in the Genes. We had discussed some artists in movies who were as good as their parents and sometimes even better. They achieved name, fame, their talent was commendable, and basically they just did great. Today I decided to string some songs together that make me want to talk about, is it really in the genes? Sometimes not. It makes you doubt what exactly clicks. So let's listen to our first song and then we'll talk some more.
Thank you.
Now, this song is from a movie called Surkhiyan from 1985. Music here has been given by Vanraj Bhatia, singer Asha Bhosle. Main kisi din Vanraj Bhatia ke bare mein bhi baat karungi because he's a beautiful singer. I'm sorry, music director. Lekin aaj hum baat kar rahe hain Munmun Sen ki. She is the one emoting the song in the movie. So Munmun Sen is the daughter of Suchitra Sen. Suchitra Sen with Uttam Kumar has given legendary Bengali movies. I mean, they are classics, all of them. And then even in Hindi, so many of them, three of them immediately come to my mind. Mamta, Andhi, Devdas, to a lesser extent, Bombay Ka Babu that she did with Dev Anand. And then the Bengali version of the Hindi movie Khamoshi, which Hindi mein usme Wahida Rehman thi, but it was a great movie in Bengali. That's how it was made in Hindi also. To usme bhi Suchitra Sen thi. Munmun Sen, on the other hand, her daughter, she made her debut with this movie called Andar Bahar in 1984. Suddenly came to limelight for all the wrong reasons, I would say. At that time, she was considered too forward, too bold, lots of things, everything but her acting and her presence, so to speak. And then this movie, Surkhiyan, came in 1985. This movie actually was based on a novel by Irving Wallace, The Almighty, or at least story thodi similar hai. Point being, yes, she looks engaging in this song, and maybe she fulfills her role in the movie, but nowhere was her talent like that of Suchitra Sen's, and nowhere has her presence ever been like her mother's. So maybe it is not in the genes in this case. Aise hamara ye next example hai. Let's listen to this. Rhythms of Mohabbatein. It's an instrumental piece, very beautifully composed. Let's listen to it. Thank you. this movie is Mohabbatein from 2000. This musical piece has been composed by Jatin Lalit. Definitely, they are not the ones I'm about to talk about. They are very talented and they are well known. They belong to the family of Jasraj, Pandit Jasraj. तो नहीं, उनकी नहीं बात हो रही है इस कॉन्टेक्स्ट में. आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट उदय चोपड़ा. उदय चोपड़ा, ही डेब्यूड विद दिस मूवी मोहब्बतें. और पिक्चर में बहुत सारे लोग थे, बट उदय चोपड़ा आई थिंक गॉट नोटिस्ड फॉर द रॉन्ग रीजंस इन अ वे. सन ऑफ यश चोपड़ा, सो अ बिग थिंग राइट देयर. यश चोपड़ा, यशराज फिल्म्स, वन ऑफ द बेस्ट हिंदी मूवी डायरेक्टर्स नोन, just tremendous everything. And then Uday Chopra's brother Aditya Chopra, who had just shot to fame with his directorial debut with Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge just a few years ago. So Aditya Chopra directed this movie also, Mohabbatein. I have to say, this movie did not have the pull that Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge did, but still Aditya Chopra somehow already made that name for himself, that, you know, capable son of a capable father, Yash Chopra, great director, Aditya Chopra, great directorial debut. Then in comes Uday Chopra, who sadly just flopped. He made Dhoom series, it was a Yash Raj production. He's acted the sidekick, the silly, funny, comic relief sidekick. And you may call him successful there, but he certainly has not been able to continue the stature of his father at all. And that's how I thought of him here, that maybe it is really not that much in the genes, or if it is, it definitely didn't get highlighted well. And then this next one. Oh, isme to mujhe samajh bhi nahi aaya ki main जिसके बारे में कुछ कहना चाह रही हूँ उसके लिए तो मैं गाना भी नहीं बजा सकती. दिस इज़ सुनील आनंद, हु इज़ देवानंद सन. ही डेब्यूड विद आनंद और आनंद, मेड बाय हिज फादर देवानंद. ना देवानंद जी के ऊपर तो हमने प्रोग्राम्स भी करे हैं. देवानंद का नाम वो जेनरेशन बहुत अच्छे से जानती है. तो ये देवानंद का ही एक गाना बजा रही हूँ. इट इज़ फ्रॉम द मूवी हाउस नंबर 44. गाना ज़रा डिफरेंट है वो, इट्स नॉट द यूजुअल वंस दैट एटलीस्ट माई जनरेशन वुड ऑटोमेटिकली नो. मूवी हम ज़रूर जानते हैं. म्यूजिक हियर इज़ बाय एस टी बर्मन, सिंगर किशोर कुमार, लिरिक्स आर बाय साहिर लुधियानवी, एंड द सॉन्ग इज़ ऊँचे सुर में गाए जा. आई थॉट द लिरिक्स वर वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. लिसन टू इट.
ऊंचे सुर में गाए जा, मस्ती में लहराए जा, दुनिया के बाजार में अपना बैंड बजाए जा. ऊंचे सुर में गाए जा, मस्ती में लहराए जा, दुनिया के बाजार में अपना बैंड बजाए जा. दुनिया के बोझ को सर से उतार दे, चिंता के भूत को बंदूक मार दे. हाँ, दुनिया के बोझ को सर से उतार दे, चिंता के भूत को बंदूक मार दे. क्यों भाई मैंने ठीक कहा? हाँ हाँ तुमने ठीक कहा, अरे तब फिर मैंने ठीक कहा. ऊंचे सुर में गाए जा, मस्ती में लहराए जा, दुनिया के बाजार में अपना बैंड बजाए जा. दुनिया की गाड़ियां चलती है झूठ पर, दुनिया को मार दे बाटे के बूट पर. हाँ, हाँ, दुनिया की गाड़ियां चलती है झूठ पर, दुनिया को मार दे बाटे के बूट पर, क्यों भाई मैंने ठीक कहा।
हाँ हाँ तुमने ठीक कहा।
अरे तब फिर मैंने ठीक कहा, ऊंचे सुर में गाए जा, मस्ती में लहराए जा, दुनिया के बाजार में अपना बैंड बजाए जा। दुनिया के फेर में पढ़ना फजूल है, जिंदगी उसी की है जो कि डैम फूल है। हाँ दुनिया के फेर में पढ़ना फजूल है, जिंदगी उसी की है जो कि डैम फूल है। क्यों भाई मैंने ठीक कहा।
तुमने बिल्कुल ठीक कहा।
ऊंचे सुर में गाए जा, मस्ती में लहराए जा, दुनिया के बाजार में अपना बैंड बजाए जा।
Now sometimes I wonder if Devanand was just in the right place at the right time. You look at his movies now and he doesn't come across as a fantastic actor with a just bountiful talent. He has had his share of good movies, but a lot of them were directed by his brothers, who I believe may have just known how to make and package those movies with Devanand as their face. Sometimes you wonder about these things, because when Devanand started to direct his own movies for Navketan Films, which was his banner, none of those movies did well. And then Sunil Anand, he just disappeared. He's currently the manager of Navketan Films, but Navketan Films hasn't done anything in a long time, so I do not really know what's going on over there. Here's another one. Let's listen to the song first and then I'll tell you who I'm talking about. The song here is Do Naino Mein. Again, it's an old song. Matlab, old se mera matlab. It's not picturized on the younger generation. It's picturized on sort of the parents. Movie is Khushbu from 1975.
इस गाने का बेस इनके बंगाली गानों से उड़ाया हुआ है।
ये भी
जो ये बैक के पूजा के गाने कंपोज कर रहे थे और उसमें मैंने ये
गाना बहुत अच्छा याद दिलाया आपने, मैं तो भूल ही गया था गाना।
मैं भी भूल गई थी।
So
So this was the song from Khushboo from 1975. Music here by R.D. Barman, singer Lata Mangeshkar, lyrics by Gulzar. Ek to ye packaging hi bahut achhi hai. I'm sure these three, they inspired each other, and sometimes art is only produced, or rather, not sometimes, most of the time, art is produced when the artists are able to play off of each other. And they did. R.D. Barman, Lata Mangeshkar, Gulzar. R.D. Barman, Kishore Kumar, Gulzar. R.D. Barman, Asha Bhosle. These are some very powerful combinations, and I'm sure they inspired each other. But let's get back to this song and this talk of sort of genetics. So this movie starred Hema Malini and Jitendra. And the song has been picturized on them. In dono ne ek aur bahut achhi movie kari thi, Kinara. Lekin Jitendra's son, Tushar Kapoor, he's another one, kind of like Sunil Anand, or maybe slightly better when it comes to having some movies to his credit. But Tushar Kapoor, he debuted with Mujhe Kuch Kehna Hai alongside Kareena Kapoor in 2001. I believe the movie did well at that time. Jo bhi hua, uske gaane waane chal gaye, theek hai. और कुछ साल बाद करीना कपूर भी चल गई, उनकी कहानी अलग है. लेकिन देन द तुषार कपूर स्टार्ट विद ईशा देओल. ईशा देओल इज़ हेमा मालिनीज़ डॉटर. तो जितेंद्र एंड हेमा मालिनी, टू एब्सोल्युटली मार्वलस मूवीज़. एंड देन देयर किड्स तुषार कपूर एंड ईशा देओल, इन्होंने एक पिक्चर करी थी, कम्प्लीटली फॉरगेटेबल. पिक्चर का नाम भी मेरे को तो खोजना पड़ा, क्या दिल ने कहा. Lekin here really it may be a case of just they didn't have the acting chops. So Isha Deol, I mean, she was fortunate, I would say. She did this movie Dhoom, and she's known as the Dhoom girl, so she has that label from the movie industry, if you want to call that as a benchmark of fame. But here's the song Dhoom Machale, where Isha Deol is dancing. By the way, this song is copied from Mario Takes a Walk by Jesse Cook. Once upon a time, Nitin and I, we made this episode. Nitin thought of all these copied Hollywood Bollywood songs, and this featured over there, so I thought I'll play this song again. It's a fusion of Mario Takes a Walk and then Dhoom Machale. Listen to it.
करना है कर ले इश्क
The song was picturized on Isha Deol. She did do Dhoom, she did this movie Das, No Entry. Ye movies chali chalai, lekin Isha Deol, she never really got any big recognition in the movie industry. She never really got the stature that her mother had. Even though she's Hema Malini and actually Dharmendra's daughter, though Dharmendra also, he has a long career and fans. But Isha Deol is a very good Odissi and Bharatnatyam dancer, and she's multilingual. Toh ho sakta hai acting talent na ho, ya ho sakta hai acting mein interest na ho, ye bhi ho sakta hai. Humne jo dekha, humne soch liya. But yes, ye Uday Chopra, Tushar Kapoor, Isha Deol, people had a lot of expectations from these children, and they certainly were not able to capitalize on any of it. Acha, next. We are talking about Mohnish Behel here, his Nutan's son. The song here is Hum Saath Saath Hain from the movie of the same name. Let's listen to this song.
फूलों में खुशबू है इस दिल में एक तू है जन्मों के साथ हम साथ साथ है
जन्मों के साथ
हम साथ साथ है साथ साथ हैं जन्मों के साथी हम साथ साथ हैं
जैसे हंसों के संग हंसिनी जैसे चंदा में है चांदनी
जैसे कवियों की हो भावना जैसे मन में कोई कामना दियार बाती
हम साथ साथ हैं
जन्मों के साथी
जैसे आंखों में हो शोखियां जैसे होठों पे हो सुर्खियां
दिल में
एक तू है
जन्मों के साथ ही
हम साथ साथ हैं
जन्मों के साथ ही हम साथ साथ हैं
दिस song has been sung by a lot of people. Hariharan, Anuradha Podwal, Kumar Sanu, Alka Yagnik, Udit Narayan, Kavita Krishnamurti. The music has been given by Ram Lakshman. Ram Lakshman is one person, Vijay Patil. He is the Lakshman of the Ram Lakshman duo. Ram died very early, even before he could compose any music, died very early, and then his partner just retained the name. But that aside, Mohnish Behel, he debuted, flopped. Then he did this movie, Teri Baahon Mein, which was a really sad copy of The Blue Lagoon. And he, if anything, attained infamy with that movie. And he kind of just did not take off. Then he did do Rajshree movies. He did Hum Aapke Hain Kaun. I think he was appreciated in that movie. He did this one, and definitely he has a pleasing character in this movie. So he has made a some place for himself, but certainly he is not in the league of his mother, Nutan, who is considered an icon of Hindi cinema. और ये नेक्स्ट, ये तो भाई कपूर ख़ानदान है. अब इसमें सक्सेसफुल भी होंगे लोग और अनसक्सेसफुल भी होंगे. कपूर ख़ानदान हैड पीपल लाइक पृथ्वीराज कपूर एंड देन राज कपूर हु वाज इवन बियॉन्ड पृथ्वीराज कपूर एंड देन वी ऑब्वियसली हैव सम फ्लॉप किड्स टू. तो ये गाना सुनते हैं, गाना बड़ा बढ़िया है. इट्स फ्रॉम द मूवी आहिस्ता आहिस्ता फ्रॉम 1981. Then we'll talk a little bit about the song as well as this Kapoor kid who just did not fly.
Kabhi kisi ko mukammal जहाँ नहीं मिलता, कभी किसी को मुकम्मल जहाँ नहीं मिलता, कहीं जमीन तो कहीं आसमान नहीं मिलता, कभी किसी को मुकम्मल जहाँ नहीं मिलता. जिसे भी दे से भी देखिए वो अपने आप में गुम है, जुबान मिली है मगर हम जुबान नहीं मिलता, जुबान मिली है मगर हम जुबान नहीं मिलता, कभी किसी को मुकम्मल जहाँ नहीं मिलता. जा सका है भला कौन वक्त के शोले, बुझा सका है भला कौन वक्त के शोले, ये ऐसी आग है जिसमें धुआं नहीं मिलता, ये ऐसी आग है जिसमें धुआं नहीं मिलता, कभी किसी को मुकम्मल जहां नहीं मिलता। तेरे जहान में ऐसा नहीं कि प्यार न हो, तेरे जहान में ऐसा नहीं कि प्यार न हो, जहां उम्मीद हो इसकी वहां नहीं। जहाँ उम्मीद हो इसकी वहाँ नहीं मिलता, कभी किसी को मुकम्मल जहाँ नहीं मिलता। कहीं जमीन तो कहीं आसमां नहीं मिलता, कभी किसी को मुकम्मल जहां नहीं मिलता।
सो दिस सॉन्ग आई डिडंट रियलाइज द म्यूजिक हैड बीन गिवन बाय खय्याम। वाह, सिंगर हियर वाज भूपेंद्र। दिस मूवी स्टार्ड पद्मिनी कोल्हापुरे एंड देन आवर फ्लॉप किड कुणाल कपूर। His siblings, Karan Kapoor, Sanjana Kapoor, none of them were really able to establish themselves in the movie industry. I don't know if they were not serious about it or they just did not have the acting chops for it. Karan Kapoor starred in this movie, Loha. Sanjana Kapoor, you know, she did a couple of movies, but really these kids, they were Shashi Kapoor's kids. Shashi Kapoor and Jennifer Kendall, both of them great actors. And these children, you cannot but see that their acting is not impressive at all. Aur bhi hain Kapoor khandan mein to, where the just because you have that lineage doesn't automatically make you a good actor or good anything in the movie industry. And then I have a few more songs, but these, I have to wonder if it was in the genes, but somehow they just did not get the platform or the escalation that they should have gotten. So here is the song, Zindagi Zindagi, from the movie Janam. Let's listen to the song first, and then I'm going to say a couple words about Kumar Gaurav.
Zindagi, 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 kab tumko dekha hai, kab tumko jaana hai, taaron ke sang, phoolon ke rang mein, tumko paana hai, ye maine thana hai, apne ghar mein।
From the movie Janam. Music is by Ajit Barman. And the song has been picturized on Kumar Gaurav. He starred in this movie, which was a made-for-TV movie, very unheard of in those days. Kumar Gaurav is the son of Rajendra Kumar. He debuted in 1981 with Love Story, box office hit. He made this movie, Janam, which was also very well acclaimed. It was made by Mahesh Bhatt. He also made Naam. But somehow, Naam ke baad Sanjay Dutt ka career to chadha, jo Naam mein he starred also. But Kumar Gaurav, instead of climbing in his career, just declined and faded away. Kumar Gaurav, what is about his genes? He is the son of Rajendra Kumar, who was also called Jubli Kumar. So Rajendra Kumar, he gave lots of Jubli hits in the 1960s, several of them. I mean, there were times where 6-7 movies of Rajendra Kumar would be running in theaters at the same time. But Kumar Gaurav never achieved that fame. In this duo though, and I may be biased by my generation, I do prefer Kumar Gaurav over Rajendra Kumar, even from Rajendra Kumar movies. So, but that's just me. So Kumar Gaurav, that's where my question mark is in the title of this episode. Is it really not in the genes, or he just didn't make the right choices, didn't get the right platforms? Just one of those things. And then alongside, I have to mention Amit Kumar. He sang this beautiful song beautifully. Amit Kumar, I almost want to say, it's possible that he just could not warm to the way Hindi movie music was going. In 1987, Kishore Kumar died. And after that, late 80s, early 90s, those were the worst times for playback music. इन हिंदी सिनेमा. वैसे आजकल भी कुछ ग्रेट नहीं है बिकॉज देर इज़ नो ओरिजिनैलिटी, बट बैक देन म्यूजिकैलिटी वॉज मिसिंग. एंड देन आर डी बर्मन ऑल्सो पास्ड अवे इन 1994, हु मे हैव बॉन्डेड विद अमित कुमार, बट सम हाउ none of it worked for Amit Kumar. So either he faded away on his own or he just decided to take a step back and not participate in what some people would call the circus of Bollywood. And then last but not the least, in the same vein, I kind of want to mention Abhishek Bachchan. I can't quite understand how to present him. Talentless, he's absolutely not. Is he not quite as charismatic as his father? Maybe, although if you see some earlier movies of Amitabh Bachchan, he's not exactly charismatic in all of them from the very beginning. It just so happened that Amitabh Bachchan found a platform, I think, with Saleem Javed and that angry young man persona, and then just one thing after another. And sure, Amitabh Bachchan has loads of talent, but I feel so does Abhishek Bachchan, but he isn't quite where his father reached when it comes to stature. So is it in the genes? I leave it up to you to think. But on that excuse, let's play this song, Kajrare, and I'm going to play it from start to finish because I think this is a brilliant composition by Shankar Ehsaan Loy. Listen to it.
उस जालिम ने चौक पर हमने कलेजा रख दिया चाकू की नोक पर
बवाल हो गया
वो फैल गया
दिन 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 din 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 din
din din din din din din
din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din
din din din din din din din din din मेरा चैन वैन से बूझड़ा जालिम नजर हटा ले बर्बाद हो रहे हैं जी बर्बाद हो रहे हैं जी तेरे अपने शहर वाले मेरा चैन वैन से बूझड़ा जालिम नजर हटा ले बर्बाद हो रहे हैं जी तेरे अपने शहर वाले हो मेरी अंगड़ाई न टूटे तू आ जा मेरी अंगड़ाई न टूटे तू आ जा
कजरारे 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 तेरे कारे कारे
We'll be right back.
गजरारे तेरे कारे कारे नैना
गजरारे गजरारे तेरे कारे कारे नैना
गजरारे गजरारे तेरे कारे कारे नैना
गजरारे गजरारे तेरे कारे कारे नैना
मेरे नैना मेरे नैना मेरे नैना में छुप के रहना
गजरारे गजरारे तेरे कारे कारे नैना
Until next, goodbye.